Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be.
And we shall never surrender. Going right back to your phone calls. Owl Killer in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
So, Alex, before I get to the point, so I'm pulled over right now, and three people have approached me, a black kid and two Hispanic teens, and they both say, I love your stickers. I'm like, well, tune in right now because I'm about to be on the show, and their eyes lit up. So you're reaching everybody.
Beautiful.
It's not about race. It's not about creed. We're all in this together.
It's about the human future and the human family.
Absolutely. And these are anti-human psychopaths. So also in that Maria Bartiromo interview, Trump mentions a cabal that's running Biden. And she presses him on it. And he's like, I don't want to answer that right now. He gave a speech in Davos where he called out the Malthusians and that predicted an overpopulation crisis, that predicted an end of gas, and predicted mass starvation. He knows what's going on. The people that are writing his speeches knows what's going on. But if he doesn't come out 100% against this group, we're going to be chasing our tails between Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat.
I agree. He's got to destroy them now.
So it always goes back to the same thing, the scientific, technological elite and banking. When the founders of this country wrote the Declaration of Independence, at the end, we pledge our fortunes and our lives. They put everything on the line. We've got to be willing. It's going to be much easier to submit. That's why people are like, I'm just going to get the shot so I can keep working. So if we're not willing to start over, meaning, hey, it may hurt for 10, it may hurt for a decade, maybe two decades, but we'll have the freedom. We'll be able to innovate our way out of it. We've got to be willing to put everything on the line. If not, the fiat money is just going to, it funds the people that are in the positions to make decisions. If you don't come out against that, we're not going anywhere.
Well, Al Killer, I totally agree with you. And listen, the death rate from these injections is so high, they're meant to kill you later. They're just so strong that the crystals take hold, and some people grow so fast they die of heart attacks and strokes in hours in many cases, if not in days or weeks. So it's so obvious, it's really sent a chain reaction. You have nothing to lose. And so I really think they've jumped the gun. I think they've gone too fast. I think they cooked up a weapon too strong. They were smart. They would have done a weaker weapon or even a placebo. But no, they've already really executed something totally insane, which is what evil always does. People always think evil must be invincible. It doesn't care. No, it doesn't have any bounds on it. And so we're going to wake up at one point and defeat them. The question is, can we wake up early so it's not too bad and billions die? Or do we have to wait till the majority of people are dead before we, stop these people? And we do. I wanted to try to give them amnesty, abstentia, like Napoleon. They're not going to stop. These people are tools of Satan. They're frothing demons. They cannot stop, Al Killer. 30-second final comment.
It's just everything in a whole. It almost feels like rather than having a big nuclear war, that this was the whole COVID.
That's Carnegie Foundation that runs the CIA said we need controlled bioweapon releases. It's in their own public documents to simulate nuclear war to stop. It's like the Star Trek episode from the 60s where they go to the planet where they have simulated nuclear war. The people go to the disintegrators. That's what this is, brother.
Seems like a soft turnover to power to the Chinese.
No, that's it. But it's still very real if your daughter dies, like this lady just learned in Las Vegas.
For all you clowns out there that saying you guys got to take the shot, don't take it. I tell you what, as a grieving mother, I'm going to tell you why my daughter took that shot yesterday in Las Vegas and she's dead. She took the Pfizer vaccine and she's dead. They couldn't even revive her. I'm begging you people, don't take it. They're killing us. They're killing you and they're killing me. They killed her. 5 hours from that Pfizer shot and she's dead. How do you like that call as a parent? Your child is dead.
1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns, we finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
August 19th, Thursday transmission. Michael Lindell joins us for the entire next hour to lay out what's really happening in his investigation into election fraud versus what the mainstream media has been saying. Well, Cynthia Perhot has been on with us over the years several times, and she wrote an article a year ago predicting U.S.-Afghan policy is a second path to another 9/11. She's an Egyptian author, columnist, political analyst, writer, and researcher. And I'm not going to go over all the things she's been through or what's happened to her or witnessing the Arab Spring and Obama and what he funded and so much more. I'm going to let her reintroduce herself to the audience, what she thinks is most important. And then is somebody targeted for execution, targeted for arrest in Egypt, I guess barely got out of there, and she can tell you the whole story accurately, she can really speak to this. Meanwhile, we've got this that came out last week, potential terror threats. Opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, believe Trump can be reinstated. Islamic terror is not even on the list. Meanwhile, the national strategy for countering domestic terrorism, now 2.5 months old, put out by Biden, says the American people are the main threat. And now they're saying the same thing today. D.C. and New York hit with bomb scares within a week of DHS threat bulletin saying right-wing white supremacists are going to attack. And then now, magically, it's starting to happen. This has false flag written all over it. Again, she wrote for American Thinker, U.S. Afghan policy is a second path to another 9/11. Cynthia Perhot joins us, and I really appreciate her coming on. Cynthia, FARAHAT.com, CynthiaPerhot.com. Wow, great to have you back after over a year. So much has happened, crazy times. Where do you want to get into this first?
First of all, thank you for having me, Alex. And yes, I am Egyptian, but 2 months ago, I became an American citizen.
Congratulations. So,
thank you. It's my greatest honor. And now when I say us and we, I speak as an American, proud beautiful American. What is happening in Afghanistan has been deeply, deeply disturbing because I have been following this path since 2011. If you would allow me, I will tell you 10 things that happened over the past 10 years.
Well, that's right. History repeats itself, so I figured you might start at the beginning, please.
Yes. So in 2011, the first time the Obama regime tried to negotiate with the Taliban. That's how it started. In 2012, the Obama regime released 5 high-ranking Taliban militants. Some of them were co-founders of the terrorist group themselves. 2013, the third thing that he did, along with the Muslim Brotherhood allied Qatari regime, they co-founded with the Taliban an office which the Taliban called the Political Office of the Emirate of Afghanistan. I want you to remember the name of this office, the political office of the Emirate of Afghanistan. And then the fourth thing that he did in 2015 was, under his nose, Al-Qaeda's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, gave bay'ah, which is the Islamic oath of allegiance, to the chief of the Taliban, Mansoor. In 2016, Mansoor was killed by a U.S. drone strike. And then, who took his place? Hibatullah Akhundzadeh, which is now the chief leader of the Taliban. Ayman al-Zawahiri, the head of Al-Qaeda, pledged allegiance to the current leader of the Taliban, who is a de facto head of the state. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda are the same exact entity. Officially. Now, let's keep this in mind. And then they continued the same path. In 2017, reports came out to the Middle East that Iran started intensifying its military training of Taliban officials. In 2018, Pakistan released Mullah Baradar, mass murderer Mullah Baradar, who killed hundreds of Americans and hundreds of Afghanis. And that was upon the request of the United States government and Qatar. And the person who was in charge of this atrocity was Ambassador Khalilizad. He was in charge of this atrocity of releasing Mullah Baradar, the mass murderer. After he became after he was released from prison, there was 3,500 terrorist attacks that year. After he was directly released from prison. And then, in 2020, U.S. Ambassador Khalilizad shook hands with the mass murderer, Mullah Baradar, in one of the most disgraceful moments of the history of the United States.
And listen, it's great you're going over the history of this, and that's all wonderful. You have your own history. But I think we know that Obama supported the Arab Spring and the Taliban takeover, and that Biden continued that. What do you think the end game here is? And why would they do such a disgraceful handover to make it look so destabilized and out of control? What's the big picture?
The big picture is they want to return to the pre-9/11 policy, and they want to return Afghanistan into a terrorist playground where the hounds of hell from every terrorist group go and train over there to spread mayhem and destruction across the world. And specifically the main target, the United States of America, and the second target, Israel. And now, most Middle Eastern countries that have ousted the Brotherhood officials. So right now, you have a country that is run by terrorists, for terrorists. That's exactly what happened and led to 9/11. And that's where we're heading.
So as you experienced, you barely made it out of the Arab Spring, for people that don't know. I mean, give people a nutshell what happened in the Arab Spring, funded again by Obama and Biden and Google and the globalists. Isn't this just an extension of the Arab Spring Part 2?
That's an extension of the Arab Spring. It's an extension of the failed policy that led to 9/11. And 20 years later, they are repeating the same mistakes ritualistically in the most disappointing and In a few weeks, we will have the 20th anniversary of 9/11. That is a slap on the face of the victims of 9/11 and their families. This is a slap on the face of the Afghani allies. I don't know if you know who my husband is. He's a retired supervisory special agent who works in Afghanistan and risked his life for the Afghani people and for the security of this country. We have been getting calls from Afghanistan. The Taliban started raping, torturing, and murdering everybody who worked with Americans. Now, what does this message send to your allies across the world?
It means work with the U.S. again. So clearly this was done to discredit the U.S. and allow China to invade Taiwan. I mean, I see that as the first big mission here. That's why Biden was put in, was just to make the U.S. look as bad as possible.
And I don't even think that President Biden is all there. I think that former President Barack Obama is the one who is moving things right now. These are his policies. This is his ideology. This is his mission. And I do not think that Biden is mentally capable of governing this country.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And with your sources from your husband and others inside Afghanistan, we come back. Let's talk about what's happening. They said they're going to empower women, totally enslaving them. Biden says he's not worried about evacuating 10,000 Americans. He says he's worried about enacting gender studies to teach Afghans that men can be women. I'm not joking. That's in the news today. We have the State Department saying, don't worry. They say they're going to do gender studies. That's like saying to a shark it's going to stop biting people. It's just total insane leftist Star Trek level delusion talking to these guys saying this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free. A CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Assange said, that's what Cynthia Farhat has been saying, a journalist who grew up in the Middle East, now an American citizen. So, talking to your sources and what's really happening over there, where do you see this going, and who's in control? When President Trump was just on Fox News yesterday saying a cabal's in control. I think we know who that cabal is, but studying that cabal of globalists, why are they allied with the Wahhabists, and what do you expect him to do next with this? With this embarrassing handover by design, is that to remove Biden and then put in Harris? Or what's the big picture? What are your sources saying? What's your best thinking?
Well, there was a lot of things, very important stuff that you mentioned, and it's all entwined, because I think the end game is to have a second 9/11. I do not think it's not necessarily that they are conspiring for this to happen, but the sheer incompetence it will. Almost guarantee that this is exactly what happens. Whether there is treason or not, maybe the pattern can reveal the intent, and that is something for Congress to investigate. There has to be congressional hearings and impeachment hearings for President Biden, because they have left a lot of arms. The White House has admitted that they have left a lot of military equipment for Al-Qaeda leaders, the Taliban. So 20 years after 9/11, now the Biden regime is arming the Taliban, and they are providing them with political legitimacy as well as Al-Qaeda, because Taliban is their de facto leaders. I blew the whistle in 2013 when the Obama regime established the political office of the Emirate of Afghanistan. And guess what Afghanistan is called now as of this week? It's called the Emirate of Afghanistan, and that's an Islamic term for Khalifate enclave. So right now, leftists and communists feed off crisis. They justify their existence with crisis. That's why they have been allying with the Iranians and helping them get nukes. That's why they are funding the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, that played a huge role in harboring Osama bin Laden and creating Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. That's why they're aligned with the Muslim Brotherhoods, who founded all these groups.
And again, we know that, and those are really great points. Why is the West doing that? I want to play a clip that's really important of Biden just last night with the Democratic Party Clinton operative Stephanopoulos, and I'll introduce the clip here. But he says, what about the horrible images of people hanging off airplanes and falling off? says, well, that was 4 or 5 days ago. So they act like this debacle, all these dead, trillions lost, all this is not a problem. But, oh, January 6th was the greatest terror attack in U.S. history, worse than 9/11. So 4 U.S. citizens died. No cops died until later of a heart attack. One guy. They call this the worst day for the federal government. Americans are terrorists. The main mission is that. And then meanwhile, he's like, well, that happened 4 days ago, so that doesn't matter. So next time he brings up January 6th, well, that happened 8 months ago or 7 months ago. Here is the puppet Biden.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
So that's his what difference does it make moment, isn't it, Cynthia?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there, throughout, when you look at communists that are running they're nihilistic and a communist that are running the Democratic Party, it's this is how they behave consistently. Their enemies are the values of America. Their enemies are the Constitution, the Constitution and its amendments, and people like you and people like myself and all patriots in this country that believe in its greatness and exceptionalism, these are their enemies. Their enemies are not those who commit atrocities. Their enemies are not those in the Taliban who are boiling people alive and currently raping them. I have, my husband has been getting phone calls for the past 2 days, the past 3 days. Just horrific things are happening to our allies in Afghanistan. They are getting raped, tortured, and murdered in the most heinous and horrific ways possible. This is the message that the Biden regime is sending to allies of the United States of America everywhere. This is what's happening to you if you champion American values. If you are an enemy, you are going to get it passed. You are going to operate with impunity.
That's the way it's always been, because it's not that America is that perfect. It's that the ideals compete with authoritarianism, and the globalists, the Islamists, they don't have any future if the world chooses the real American ideals. Not that we live up to them, but the idea of God and country and private property and due process and religious freedom and the right to self-defense. Look at the Taliban immediately confiscating guns, saying, we're your friend, amnesty. And then as soon as they got the guns, they started murdering people. They confirmed taking them to the local cricket stadium and soccer stadium and executing them.
That's what happens every single time. That's why I always tell Americans the only reason you have a First Amendment is because you have a Second. That's the only, I've been saying this since I was a teenager. That's what's happened in my country. Egypt was almost as free as America now, actually more free. And then in 1952, guess what happened? They confiscated my family's guns, and after they got the guns, they banned free speech, and then they took over the property. And it has been the same thing over and over and over again. Nazi Germany, countries under the Soviet Union. It's the same thing over and over again. So next time someone talks to you about the Second Amendment, remember that that's your protection for the First.
The minute they get the guns, all hell breaks loose. That's why they couldn't attack us with upfront troops. It had to be with the poison vaccine. It had to be with the GMO food. It had to be with the 5G. One more segment with Cynthia for Hot, and then I'm going to finish up with calls with CD, Rob, Bob, and Rick, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Specifically after she leaves us on Trump coming out and saying, hey, this booster shot's a scam, and it's all about money. That's Trump starting to turn the corner. That's very exciting. Cynthia Farhat is our guest. We'll come back and talk to her more about what she sees coming next and how America should respond. Stay with us. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it,
It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's all the same 100 people or less that chair it and run it all. And they put the communist Chinese in power. They're working with radical Islam. They create the crises, then offer the solution, which is giving them more power. They're the ones behind the medical tyranny. They're the ones behind the forced inoculations. They're the ones behind saying that gun owners and veterans and people that question elections or future lockdowns are terrorists. And now they're out in the open, and they just turned over Afghanistan to the Taliban. And the Taliban have been told, come on in, take over. Obviously, the military we trained was told to stand down as well. This was a designed collapse, a designed fall. And recapping this with Cynthia Farhat, who is a author, researcher, famous journalist, a survivor of the whole Egyptian revolution and barely got out of that, now an American citizen living and working here in the United States with amazing contacts there in honestly the Middle East, the Central Asia as well. We got 9 minutes left. What else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners about where we're going, what you think is going to happen next, and what you think the American people should do?
So where we are going is exactly where we went prior to 9/11. We are going exactly the same direction that led to 9/11, but this time it's going to be 10 times worse, in my prediction, because they have tried it in 9/11/2001, and they saw that America lost trillions of dollars, tens of thousands of lives, and nothing. And in return, they came out victorious. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban came out victorious because through subversive officials in the United States, they allowed them to rebuild the Emirate of Afghanistan from Qatar from 2013. That had, they say what the plan is. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's the stated goal of the political office of the Taliban from 2013. But nobody seems to listen. And I think the solution is we do not need to reinvent the wheel. The founding fathers of this great nation dealt with Islamic terrorism, which you call the Barbary Wars in America. These are jihadist wars against America. They would attack American ships, take them hostages, and then ask for a tribute to be paid so they can facilitate safe passage to the American infidel dhimmis. And the founding fathers responded by destroying them. That's how
so you're talking about Thomas Jefferson and our first foreign war. Absolutely. And for those who don't know, the Muslims ran these big slave galleons and slave ships as well. So that was, instead of paying the tribute like other countries, we sent the Marines in.
Yeah, so we sent the Marines in, and then President James Patterson said that it is a stated policy of the United States of America that peace is better than war. War is better than tribute. While America wishes war with no nation, it will buy peace with none. That's what we should be doing. Destroy the Taliban. Destroy Al-Qaeda.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. If the U.S. government wanted... We know they blocked Trump on this. If they wanted to kill the Taliban, they could have done it. They've left them in power. They've been protected the whole time.
Of course. They were operating with impunity. Obama released the five major Taliban founders from Gitmo in 2013. In 2012. And then they
just like Vietnam again. It's a war we're not allowed to win.
Yes, that was the intent, that not to be, it's not a winnable war. It's actually a castrated response to 9/11 that only encourages more aggression and war against the United States. The Muslim Brotherhood also, the timing is very important because they lost their haven in Tunisia last month. I do not believe in coincidence, and there is a reason why this happened in such a hasty manner, is to facilitate a haven for Muslim Brotherhood terrorists who were operating a terrorism secret apparatus in Tunisia. They are now facing legal challenges, and they will start fleeing to Afghanistan and strengthen Al-Qaeda, just as they did in the 1980s.
I think what you said is key here. That Biden doesn't know what planet he's on. This is Obama in full control. We know that. So when we see Obama and his minions putting Biden down, I'm not defending Biden, but he's not the guy that did this. This is all Obama's third term.
If you remember, Alex, Obama once gave an interview where he said that he would love to serve a third term from his basement wearing sweatpants and putting an earpiece in a puppet president where he actually dictates the policies. And Obama's third term is this one.
Well, you're right. And the name of the game is discredit the United States and have China move in with that infrastructure we built, $2.2 trillion, and get it. for rare earth minerals, and now China's openly threatening to invade Taiwan. I don't think this is Western elites suckering China into a war. They've already invested in China. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, CFR say America's done. They really intend to just have America fall apart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. China, by the way, has succeeded in Afghanistan and Pakistan in what the Soviet Union failed to do. China has colonies in Pakistan right now where they have even Chinese police operating in Pakistan. So they have successfully invaded Pakistan and Afghanistan under the guise of helping them rebuild their infrastructure. So history is repeating itself, and everybody learns from it, except for the leaders in the United States of America. I'm in awe of these failures.
Well, it's done by design. That's why they stole the election from Trump and put in this puppet. And I'm sure you see the news. They're saying the new terror threat is white people. The new terror threat is gun owners and Republicans. And the new terror threat is just imminent. You can't question elections or lockdowns. And then forget all the Islamic threat. And now the whole apparatus of the anti-terror system turned on the American people. I mean, this is so dystopic. And the old liberals were at least somewhat concerned about civil liberties. Now they love it. They fetishize, you know, let's purge the military of pro-Americans. And then they ally with Islam as if the Taliban wouldn't cut the left's heads off in a second.
Oh, they will. They will. And they say that. They have not learned from what happened in 1979 in the Iranian Islamic Revolution, where they put the heads of leftists on sticks. The Iranian socialists and communists, they put their heads on sticks.
For those that don't know, it was mainly the communists that helped overthrow in 79. Then the jihadis came in, or the Shiites came in and took over. And then the first group they knocked out was the left.
Absolutely, absolutely. These are the first people to go because they're ideological and they create more hassle. So the first people to go is the left. Not actually, someone like me would be the last. The first would be the left as their ally because that's how they have always operated. And right now what we need to do is go back to the American founding values and go back to the rule of law and hold everyone responsible for the atrocity and the war crimes that are taking place in Afghanistan right now accountable.
Well, you're right. I mean, the left has a fetish for hating everything Christian, everything Western. But they're always so stupid. Once they get into slavery, they sure want out of it quickly. Cynthia Farhat, thank you so much for spending time with you today. People can find your books and your writings, more material at cynthiafarhat.com, F-A-R-A-H-A-T.com. Thank you, and join us again soon.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex.
Thank you. All right, got a few more phone calls I'm going to get in that have been holding before Mike Lindell finally joins us. Only popped in briefly yesterday for a full hour to unpack what happened at that seminar event, Cyber Symposium last week. Because it had a lot of great things happening, it had some bad things. He'll be answering all our questions coming up in the fourth hour today.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, You don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Front lines of the information war.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children.
You know, God's in control of the universe, and there's no doubt about that fact. And I wanted to tell this story a couple years ago. But then I lost the piece of paper. And then last night I was up here working late over there in the corner of the studio, and suddenly this little piece of paper, if you're a TV viewer, you can see it, was laying on top of the desk. And I had just talked about this last week to my wife, saying, you know, I found this amazing note from my mother when she was like 5-6 years old, when her mother had been in Dallas for almost a year in an iron lung from polio and had just come home and was in a wheelchair. And my mother did this little card for her. And the reason this card is so important is my grandmother was off and on sick and in the hospital and in nursing care the last few years of her life. And she died 15 years or so after my grandfather. And she, of course, got polio from the second polio inoculation they gave her back in the mid-1950s when my mother, I guess that'd be about 1954, my mother was 4 years old. And so I had not been back to their house, which I guess my parents still haven't sold, even though she died 3 years ago. I had not been back to her house since she'd been in the hospital. And one day my dad said, you ought to take a key over there, and anything you want, she'd want you to have it. here's a list of things she wants you to add with some paintings and things he gave me in a box. He said, but you should go there and take anything you want. And I walked in the house, this little house, South Austin, and I looked around in there for only about a minute, and I was just led to go in the little bitty back area by the back door that was like a little that area with the washing machine and the rest of it. It was like a garage, but the house was so small it didn't even have a garage. It was like the little utility area. There were all these boxes piled up, and I just said, I'm going to open this one box, and I'm going to stick my hand down in it, and I'm going to pull out one thing out of it, and that's what I'm going to take. I swear to God this happened, and it was this. And then I took this here to the office a couple years ago, and I lost it. I was thinking about it last week, and then John, the boom operator, found it under that desk over there when he was cleaning stuff up. And this is the one thing I took out of that house. And it's the very expression of everything this broadcast is about, and what I am, what I stand for, and what you stand for. And here it is. It's manila paper, classic 1950s manila paper. And it's two little pretty flowers. There says, Happy Mother's Day. And you open it up, and it says, Dear Mother, I love you. I want to help you. Love, Carol. She's seen her mother. She's been gone for a year in Ireland, almost died. Because Dr. Salk thought it was funny to do it on purpose. He bragged about it. I've got the video. It's out there of him bragging. There's too many people. It made him feel powerful like Fauci. They love killing people. They love diseasing them. And there's my mother, but she's like, I guess 5, 6 years old by then. Her grandmother's out of the hospital. Her mother's out of the hospital saying, I want to help you. And how many people are going to be hurt? How many people are going to be attacked until we stop these globalists? But think about how amazing that is. Because this was 2 years ago. This was before the lockdown, before the vaccine death, before the mass extermination began on a huge scale. And God didn't want this read 2 years ago on air. God wanted it read now, in the middle of the attack. That's a true story. I was in that house a minute, said, I'm not taking anything out of here. I'm walking in that room, I'm reaching a hand in here, and I'm taking one thing out. And it's this one thing from my mother in 1954, with her mother attacked by these bastards, by the grandfathers of the very people doing this now. What does she say to her mother? I love you. I want to help you. We have to fight the globalists. We have to defeat them. We have to stop them. We can't sit there and let them do this generation after generation on a bigger scale each time. We have to wake up and face what they've done and say no to them. But imagine this little piece of paper all the way from 1954, now with a million people watching or more. So that message would go out, and that's how God works. You know what? My mother's little note is helping today, isn't it? And your notes, the things you do, you don't know how they're going to touch people. You don't know what's going to happen with the little pebbles you throw in the pond, how those ripples are going to affect others, but they will. So you don't worry about fixing the world yourself. You just do the right thing, and in the end, Satan's going to fall. Speaking of that, I remember 3 years ago, 4 years ago, seeing this 2018 piece about Mark Zuckerberg and internet censorship. I never aired it. And then I was sent it by a friend today, saw it on Twitter, so I thought it's good to air now. I'm going to go to some of your phone calls. This 2017 meme I did of Zuckerberg mouthing Alex Jones is absolutely prophetic. That's from John and Jane Sculgett. Here it is.
It's an incredibly big deal that Facebook is completely overhauling its mission and has a new mission. So what is the new mission of Facebook?
Yeah, we're going to start censoring pro-Trump news or news we don't like. Not even fake stuff. We're just going to censor it.
So how exactly do you do that?
So I guess the message is to you, hey, it don't matter what's true. You keep your mouth shut or we're going to call you Hitler.
Take me inside Mark Zuckerberg's head to like the moment that you decided you needed to change Facebook's core mission. Was there an event that happened or was there just a moment that you said, we got to change something?
Obama put an internet kill switch in place in 2010 and then signed a bill right before he left office saying that the CIA would be over the media and over the board of governors of the FCC. I mean, this is crazy stuff. And it's in the news. It's not like I'm saying it.
What have you had to kind of learn from the spread of misinformation? Or what have you learned to make sure that people can really connect?
It's not in the news, but corporations send each other communications, and they send stockholders information. And everything's there. Everything's there. I mean, you read the white papers today, it's like we're preparing for a post-human world and looking at the best way. Do we just kill everybody right away with the virus, or do we entertain them and then have them opt in to get more money up front to then have the government euthanize them later?
We keep hearing we've never been more divided, we've never been more polarized. Was it the political climate that led to kind of this awakening?
Let me give you the big news right now. Let me tell everybody the big news right now. If you think 14-year-old and 12-year-old news about cameras and microphones watching and listening to you, you're like, oh, well, there's nothing about me that's interesting. Just like, oh, let the government know what I've got. I'm not going to hide. As if the government's full of angels. Samsung and all these companies for a decade have been telling you they're doing this because they're selling the data on you and the intel on you into big algorithm systems. Well, that's a good piece. Hope it goes viral. All right, here's one more piece. I'm going to break, take a few calls, and go to Mike Lindell, then back to your calls. Here is Trump getting it right again, saying, why is he off Twitter? But the Taliban, they're now executing men, women, and children. I have the photos and videos. We haven't shown it because it's so shocking. Like, it looks like three-year-old boys and stuff piled up dead with bullet holes in them, but the Taliban dancing around like demons. They get to be on Twitter, but I don't, and neither does Trump. Here it is.
Right now, Mr. President, you are off social media. The Taliban is on social media. Yeah. They have a valid, active Twitter account. These horrible, hateful people who gave solace and refuge to Al-Qaeda, and you are not on social media. It is.
Well, I have Save America, and we put it out, and we're doing great with it, and people are picking it up, and people hear my voice. That's why I'm speaking to you, and you're a very important source. I will tell you that you are a very important voice in this country, and you've done an incredible job. I'm just, you know, because I knew you when you were local Channel 5, right? Local Channel 5. I watched you in the morning with Rosanna. But you've done a great job. And, you know, being on, you know, speaking to you now, it's a lot of people. Speaking to other shows that do a very good job, it's people. We have a big voice. But to Save America, we issue releases, and it's under Save America, and they get picked up. But it's disgraceful when you think that you have killers and muggers and dictators and horrible dictators and countries, and they're all on. But the President of the United States, who had hundreds of millions of people, by the way, he gets taken off. And as you know, we have a major lawsuit going. We filed it in Florida.
And why does that happen? Because we put up with it and because you put up with it, Trump. We only have ourselves to blame. Mike Lindell coming up. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.